Now, from time to time, we talk, from time to time, we regularly talk ATMs on this programme, and rarely for good reasons. But let's have a go at them again this morning, because they're a vital part of people's routine, getting a hold of cash. Very hard to get cash this day and age. You know, nobody gets paid in cash. Nobody receives cash. Even if you've got a celebration, someone will give you a card. There's a card. Have that. Take that to a shop and you can get 50 quid's worth of whatever's in that shop, because there's one of those little gift cards. No one even gives you money as a present now. So if we do want to put our hands on the filthy, whatever it is, lucre, is that the right word? But if you do want to get a hold of a few old pounds, you have to go to the hole in the wall. And now, in a lot of the machines, it costs 95p. Apparently, since the beginning of April, you know, according to the stats, 145 free-to-use cash machines across Northern Ireland have become pay-to-use cash machines. It means that out of a total of 2,027 cash machines in this part of the world, almost one in five, 388, now charge customers to withdraw their money. And they're taking that as gospel, because those are BBC stats for it, and I'm sure they're absolutely right. I want to speak to Glyn Roberts from Retail NI. Glyn, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Frank?
Yeah, very well, Glyn. Glyn, we could make the mistake, and we've touched on this a few times over the last number of weeks, of thinking this is simply down to the thieving being done by the criminals, that we're all going to have to pay for the hole-in-the-wall facility. But it's happening. It's happening everywhere. Tell us why the big companies that run these cash machines reckon it's okay to charge us 95p to get our own money.
Well, I think it's fair to say there's almost a perfect storm of issues around the ATMs. We've had the robberies, we've had the loss of the rural rate relief scheme because the assembly's down, with the 95p transaction charge. We also have a growing problem with insurance premiums, with retailers who have ATMs who haven't even been attacked, seeing their premiums rise. So, you know, there's at least four problems there that do require urgent action. I think that the big problem that we have with this transaction charge, and this is something that we were completely opposed to, it's been imposed upon our members. We told Cartonix it was a mistake, and I think that their timing was particularly unfortunate, given what we were going through with the robberies in the last few months. So I think it will have a detrimental effect, because many of our members, those cash machines are first and foremost a community service, because they're stepping up as a result of the banks withdrawing a lot of their branches in a lot of rural towns. But secondly, it's an important footfall driver for retailers, because people withdraw cash from that cash machine. It means that quite often are more likely that they will spend that money in that particular store. And of course, it's many people in the community who are on benefits, who are pensioners, who have low incomes, depend on those ATMs. And my worry with everything that is happening is that many parts of particularly rural Northern Ireland will be simply ATM and cash free zones.
Okay, so let me stop you there for a second. You mentioned Cartronics. Cartronics is they are one of a number of cash machine providers. They are the biggest one in the UK. How do they make their money? They say they had no choice but to introduce withdrawal charges because of the interchange rate cuts which were imposed by Link. What do they mean by all of that?
Well, I don't buy that for a second.
Yeah, but what is it? How do they make their money? Just for simplify how it works for us.
Well, listen, I mean, I'm not going to come on and defend and explain their position. That's up to them.
I know, but not asking you to. I'm asking you to explain how the cash machine works. How do the people who provide the service make their money if they don't charge us 95p?
Well, I think it's just in terms of obviously the high volume of a particular cash machine. And obviously, one of the things they will say, and it's not for me to speak for them, is that obviously with many of our member stores now having contactless payments, that more and more people are not using the cash machines in the same way. But that doesn't stack up, because, I mean, we still have a if I can call them a vulnerable section of the community who rely on these ATMs. And without those ATMs, in many areas, they're going to struggle to access cash. And that's going to hit people who are disabled, people on benefits, pensioners, and it will also hit our members because they're not getting the footfall.
Yeah, but I suppose we should point out to people who may not know this, every time a customer uses a cash machine that does not belong to their own bank, the bank pays a fee to the cash machine provider, yes, to the likes of Cartronics, and the banks are, yes, now paying less than they used to pay. Isn't that part of the problem?
I would say that it is a factor, but it certainly does not warrant a 95p transaction charge. And if you think about it, if you're on a low income, if you're in benefits, 95p is a lot of money to you. And, you know, I think that people shouldn't forget that it is those people who are in benefits are going to be the real losers from this type of scenario. And, you know, that's not even getting into the issue about our members losing the rates relief as well in these ATMs. They're now getting bills between $4,000 and $8,000 a year on top of this. And, you know, I have members who have had ATMs robbed, who have the transaction charge and this rates issue to deal with. And it's putting huge pressure. And in many respects, it's putting pressure on the whole community network as well, the community infrastructure in rural areas. And I think that if we see many rural towns and villages without ATMs, it's going to have not just a huge impact on our members, but the broader retail and hospitality sector as a whole.
Why do we need cash, Glenn? Why is it so important to have cash? Because you can't operate a hole in the wall unless you've got a card. And surely you can use your, yeah, card practically everywhere now, contactless, tapping. You know, you can buy something for, I think, as little as 50p by tapping, yeah, your card. Why do we need to get the money into our hands? Are we just old-fashioned here?
Because I think there are still people in the community that prefer to budget that way. They withdraw the cash out. They know what they've spent. And particularly many older people as well. That's the way that they run their household budget, so to speak. So, you know, we need to ensure that those type of people are not left behind. I mean, like a related point, you know, this idea that we'll be phasing checks out anytime soon. Like, you know, I run retail, and a lot of our members pay us by check. So, you know, we still have a long way to go before we get this become a totally cashless society. We cannot leave anybody behind. And, you know, in our view that what's happening with the ATMs is that people will be left behind, and we don't want to see that. Okay. Our members pride themselves as being community retailers. They're part of the community. They pride themselves there. They're there when people run out of the essentials like bread and milk. And so it's important that we stand up for those vital businesses.
Okay. Glenn from Retail NI. Glenn Roberts, thank you. Jason Maguire is a business owner with his ATM close by. He's in Castle Rock. Jason, good morning.